We are in Siman Shin Ayin. We did Sif Aleph, and we're about to start Sif Beis, and that's what we're doing today. There's somebody who owns many houses within the Chatzer, and he either lent them or rented them out to other people. So in this case, we now have lots of people living in this Chatzer, and that would require an Erev Chatzeris. Now, based on what we're going to learn later, we're talking about a long-term lending or rental, at least 30 days. V'yesh lo b'chol echad mehem dvorim she'enam nitolim b'shabbos machmas kovdon o machmas iser. There are things that belong to the balabayis that are in those apartments, those houses, that he has rented out, that are not movable, either because they're too heavy to move, or because they're things that are usher to move on Shabbos. Something that is actual muktzah, not just a klisha malach to leyser, actual muktzah, which is also even with tzarech gufo makomo. So the halach is, ein hadorim behem osrim alav lufi shenasu kulam ka'orchim etzlo. So the halach is that everybody that lives there, they will not require an erev chatzeris, because they're all considered his orchim, as they have something of his in their homes. Since it's something that will not be able to be removed on Shabbos, because it's either too heavy or because it's usher for moving on Shabbos, so I know that for all of Shabbos, he has something in their apartments that they're holding on for him. It's as if they are considered his guests, his orchim. Now, there are many poskim who say that this only applies to something that is serving him, not something that serves them. So there's a big machlokas, for example. And let's take the standard application of this shaila. A Jew owns an apartment building. He has rented out the apartments to Jews. So now I have one apartment building with a hallway, and apartments open up into it, and each of the apartments is being rented by another Jew. They asser on one another. It is usser to carry from the apartments into the hallway on Shabbos without an Erev Chatzeris. Now, in some apartment buildings, the landlord actually owns the refrigerators or other appliances. So that would be like this case. Appliances are not the kinds of things that people simply put on their backs and walk off with. Some may even be muktzah on Shabbos. Others may not be muktzah because they're on wheels and people do move them around a little bit, but machmas kovdon, people don't take them out. So this would be a case where we would say that he has a tfisas yad, he owns something in everyone's apartment, they're all considered as orchim, and there's no requirement for an erev chatzeris. But many poskim say that it's got to be something that they are holding on to for him. It's storage. Whereas, let's say he owns the refrigerators, since those refrigerators are serving them, they're considered part of the rental, they are not considered him having anything in there, and they must have an Erev Chatzeris. So the case that everyone agrees on is where he is storing something in their apartments. Where there's something that they're using, many poskim say that that is not good enough, and others say that it is good. If there is a tfisis yad, if he does have things in their apartment, in their apartments that belong to him, they are his orchim, and no one needs an erev chatzeris. What happens if the houses are not his? Lo knuyus, lo schuris, he doesn't own them, he never rented. Like, for example, if someone rents a building and then lends out the apartments, it would have the same halacha, but what if not? The din of tfisis yad only works if he owns the apartments and is now lending them or renting them out to these people. But let's say the apartments are not his. If you happen to have tfisis yad in a strange apartment, that would not potter anyone from eruvei chatzeris. Hagah, says the Rama, now, and this is a chumr. V'yesh omrim, the chol zek ashen diurim b'chotza elohim. There's a shita that's only true if this person owns all the houses, he rented them out, and has tfisis yad in all of the apartments. Aval kashiyesh diyorim acherim, what happens if there are other people in the building, either that he doesn't have a tfisis yad, or people, he only owns half the building. Someone, or in the case of the Gemara, it was much more straightforward. He only owns half the houses in the chotzer, but he only owns half of the apartments. So the halakha would be that for the people that are living in houses that are not owned by him, they would aser and you would need an Erev Chatzeris. once you need an Erev Chatzeres, then even these people would have to join in. They bring the Erev Etzlam, means you put the Erev by the other people. But let's say they put the Erev in the one of the batim of the people that are renting from him, then there too there wouldn't be a need for an Erev. But let's say they put it in one of the other person's homes, somebody who is not part of this Tfisas Yad. There, migu, that this person asks on them, you'd need an Erev for them, so you already have to have an Erev for everybody. Echad shesachar bayis min ovid kachav vihisker echad min abira lachavero. Someone went and rented a large house with many apartments in it, or many rooms in it, from a non-Jew. And then what did he do? He rented out one of the apartments in this bira, in this large complex. So he's renting it from a non-Jew. So the halacha is like this. Imit chila lo sachar adayte dahachi. If in the beginning he rented it out for himself, and now he took someone in one of the rooms. Havalei kilu kol abira shelo. It's as if the entire thing is his. V'hisker echad mabatim lachavero. And he rented out one of the apartments to his friend. In which case, if he has tfisis yad, the halach is there's no need for an erev. Aval, himsach ramitchila daite da'achi. If I go to a non-Jew and say, I am renting this apartment, and his das was some for me, some for this other person, Havale shnei batim, it's as if we're two different owners, two different batim. V'lo mahani yafal pi sheyeshlecha tfisis yad deves chavero. Tfisis yad will not help over there because tfisis yad only works where there's one owner. If at the time I rented it, I had in mind that part of it would be for him, he too is an owner, and therefore my tfisis yad does not work the same way it doesn't work for an apartment I don't own. Now, in tfisis yad, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the only time we call it Tfisas Yad, which makes them all guests in your home, if you own their apartments and you're just renting to them, it's got to be that they explicitly gave you Rishus. But what happens if you leave something in the apartment and they don't complain? That's not enough for Tfisas Yad. Tfisas Yad means I got Rishus from them explicitly to keep something there. Eino Makbid is insufficient.